This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Follow the money. We're going to look at the big pharma companies that are raking in the money from COVID. We'll look at the top five COVID vaccine producers worldwide, look at their revenue, look at their profits, and find out, is this all about money? And when I looked into this, I was shocked. I had no idea at the amount of money involved and the huge profits these companies were making. So join me and let's look at their bottom line. Number five on our COVID vaccination list is AstraZeneca. This is a British-Swedish multinational pharmaceutical and biotechnology company. The company was founded in 1999 through the merger of Swedish Astra and British Zeneca groups. Its 2020 revenue was $26 billion. So far, it has sold 3 billion doses. Its planned doses for 21-22 is 2 billion. Bit of a shortfall there. Cost per shot in EU is $3.50, although poor countries like Bangladesh, South Africa are paying closer to $5. The value of 2 billion doses would be $7 billion. And this is the first, possibly the last company in our list that actually is selling its vaccines for cost price. It's not making huge profits, so I guess, well done AstraZeneca. Number four on our list, we're in China. It's Sinovac Biotech Limited, which is a Chinese biopharmaceutical company that focuses on research, development, manufacture, commercialization of vaccines that protect against human infectious diseases. It was founded in 1999, and its annual revenue is only $500 million. So far, it has sold 1 billion doses worldwide. Its planned doses for 21-22 is 3.75 billion. It's approved in 41 countries. The cost per shot in China is $30, which would give a value for 3.75 billion shots of $112 billion. Number three on our vaccine list is Moderna. This is an American pharmaceutical and biotechnology company that focuses on vaccine technologies based on messenger RNA or mRNA. It was founded 10 years ago and has an annual revenue of only $800 million. It has never made a profit and currently only has one approved vaccine. Can you guess what its only commercial product is? Yep, you guessed it. It's the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. So, this is the first one ever that's been successful. So far, it has sold 1.7 billion shots. Planned sales for 21-22 are 3.8 billion. The cost per shot for the EU is 25 euros. So on that basis, the value of 3.8 billion shots would be $112 billion. Number two in our countdown, we're back to China. It's Sinopharm China, or China National Pharmaceutical Group Corporation, to give it its full name. This is a Chinese state-owned enterprise. It was founded in 1998 and has annual revenues of $40 billion. It also has a subsidiary called the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products. Make of that what you will. So far, it has only sold 350 million shots, but its planned doses for 21-22 is 6 billion. It's approved in 71 countries, mainly Asia, Africa, and Latin America, and the cost per shot in China is $30, which would give a value for 6 billion shots of $180 billion. And number one on our list for sales of COVID vaccines worldwide is Pfizer and BioNTech. It's actually a joint venture between these two companies. So Pfizer is an American multinational pharmaceutical and biotechnology corporation. The company was established in 1849 in New York by two German immigrants. In 2020, it had annual revenues of $42 billion with $180 billion of assets. And it has just announced that it expects its COVID vaccine revenue in 2021 to be $26 billion. I guess that's on top of the 42 billion. And the other part of that collaboration is BioNTech, or Biopharmaceutical New Technologies, for its full title. This is a German biotechnology company that was founded in 2008. And it's really fairly small, with a 2020 revenue of 500 million euros and assets of just over 2 billion euros. But its latest announcement is that it expects its revenue to come in at, wait for it, 15.9 billion euros, up from half a billion. It has sold 4 billion shots worldwide. Its planned doses for 21 and 22 is 7 billion. It's approved in 125 countries. And the cost per shot in the EU is 20 euros. So that would give a value of 7 billion shots of $165 billion. So together, these companies are expecting to have sales by the end of 2022 of their COVID vaccines of $500 billion. $500 billion. Wow. So these private companies, they take your money to develop their product and then sell you the product. According to Forbes magazine, out of 5.9 billion in investment tracked up to March 2021 for COVID vaccine development, 98% was public funding. So the research money is public taxpayers, but the profits are private. And according to Oxfam, Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna have sold over 90% of their vaccines so far to rich countries, charging up to 24 times the potential cost of production. All this seems like a money-making scheme. What do you think?
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list. Donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.